Doug O'Neill is joining us from California, bright and early on this Pennsylvania Derby morning. Doug, we are, in case you're wondering, 224 days, 7 hours, 48 minutes, and 42 seconds away from the 2017 Run for the Roses. So I know you're already eyeballing somebody for that race.
Oh, I got that ticker clock in my house, too. I'm following right along. I can't wait.
Right above the bar, right?
Exactly. Right next to the tequila. After that tequila.
Well, hey, we're a heck of a lot closer to the Pennsylvania Derby Saturday afternoon, post time 5:45 Eastern. Big field, but your Derby winner, Nyquist, back in action. Haven't seen him since the Haskell. Talk to me about his past couple of months.
We're real excited about him in the Pennsylvania Derby. And, you know, after the Haskell, he just looked a little deflated. And, you know, we called an audible, and we all love Delmar. Who doesn't love Delmar? Kind of the Saratoga of the West there. But it can be a zoo at times, you know. And I just thought, hey, let's try St. Louis Ray Downs. They have a swimming pool there. It's nice and tranquil. They got a mile track there. So we chose to do that and couldn't be happier with the results, and hopefully we'll see it later this afternoon.
I was talking earlier about sending you a text earlier this week, and after seeing some pictures of the horse, and he just looks absolutely phenomenal, grown into himself. He looks more like a stud now than a teenage boy. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we sticked him early in the spring, and he was 16 hands, and we put a stick on him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was over 16.2. So he's grown over 2 inches, and he really just needed – he's so competitive, and, you know, at a track like a Delmar or Santa Anita, every day it's just a competitive juices are flowing when you're out on the track. Even when you try to go to the track when it's quiet, there's still 100 horses out there. So, you know, him being able to fill out into that frame, still get proper exercise, but not have to use the competitive juices on a daily basis, I think has done wonders. And we don't have a scale, but he's easily put on 75 pounds. And that, like you, and I appreciate you saying that, Jude, and I agree, you can really see the way he's filled out, and he's just doing things stronger, easier, and just you could tell he's that high school kid who's now a freshman, sophomore in college and ready to get it on game day.
Well, 75 pounds. Unfortunately, Nyquist and I have been on the same diet regimen over the past couple of months.
Yeah, the Saratoga diet, that'll kill you every time. I'm not exactly at my sveltness either.
We're all on the same team that way, believe me. We're enjoying life. We're doing the live-in diet, not the diet, whatever.
You took a page out of Mikio Matsunaga's book. You got a lot of mile works there. Talk about that a minute.
Well, Jude, you and I know there's a zillion ways to train a good horse. So, you know, there's probably we could done a variety of things. But just chose, he's got so much natural speed. He's so competitive. Why not? It's something you taught me too, Jude. You did this and Warren Studi and Whittingham, and just comfortable accelerated gallops. And that's really what it was. And just to see each week, unintentionally, each week just got a little bit faster than the previous one. And he cooled out and recovered quicker than the previous week. So it was really such a unbelievable feeling to be part of that and watching him do what he was doing down there. And I even had, you know, guys like Pete Miller would text me right after, like, wow, man, he came home the last eighth. And, you know, so it was really cool to have, you know, friends and competitors watching him train and progress as well. So, yeah, it's hopefully it'll work this afternoon.
Yeah, we can only hope. Yeah, you and Pete, two of my prize pupils. You guys dead heated for the training title one time. That was really cool.
Well, God, I mean, you were always so great about giving young guys a chance, and I know just that you give off such a positive vibe and around the barn on a daily basis. It was like that, and I think you enjoyed just having fresh people enjoying the sport as much as you do. And the opportunities you gave Pete and I are priceless and will never be forgotten, that's for sure.
Well, Doug, you might be the hunted in the Pennsylvania Derby at odds of 5-2 on the morning line with Nyquist, but you're definitely the hunter in the Grade 1 Cotillion, which is the race right before the Pennsylvania Derby. You send out Land Over Sea, who is a bit of a long shot, 10-1, having to tackle the likes of champion undefeated Songbird. Talk about that particular race, and you know, how is it that Land Over Sea can get the victory there?
Yeah, you know, God, well, I guess that's why they run these races, right? Anything can happen, and as great as Songbird is, you never know. Maybe she'll wake up with a headache this morning or so. Who knows? But, you know, I think everyone realistically is figuring, hey, we're running for second, which in a million-dollar race, that's okay. And but I think Land Over Sea, how she could win this race would be if somebody really just went crazy and tried to contest Songbird early, and the pace collapsed, and Land Over Sea were able to pick up the pieces. But you know, we're realistic about it, and we're thinking, hey, if she could run second or third in a Cotillion, what a honor that would be, and it looked great on her resume. She's doing really well, and you know, I can pick apart her bad races, and I've got like every horseman does. I got valid excuses why she ran poorly there, and. So going into this race this afternoon with her, I think we're going to see a really good effort. Whether or not she's good enough to be close to Songbird, we'll have to see. But it'll be just an honor to be in the same paddock with the great filly, and we'll see what happens.
Well, nobody better at getting these horses ready for big races than Doug O'Neill, and he is with us now on the Equine Forum on HRRN. Doug, appreciate you getting up early with us again today and appreciate all the time. As always, we're going to look forward to seeing you here next week when we head out to Santa Anita. We'll get a chance to stop by and say hello.
I love it. I love listening to you guys. So thanks. Keep up the great work and look forward to seeing you soon.